AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. There's been a deadly attack on Americans in Jordan. A Jordanian police officer opened fire on foreign trainers at a police compound near Amman, killing two Americans and a South African, and wounding two other Americans and four Jordanians before he was shot dead, says a government spokesman in Amman. The U.S. Embassy isn't commenting yet on any of this. Jordan has taken on a very high-profile role in the fight against Islamic militants. Security officials at Egypt's Sharm el-Sheikh Airport are telling us it has security problems. X-ray monitors who take bribes, scanning equipment that doesn't work, and lax searches. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee, says it's pretty clear to him that somebody got a bomb past security and onto that Russian passenger jet that crashed in the Egyptian desert 10 days ago. He theorizes it was likely an inside job.
It's a huge threat, and we think that's likely how this bomb got on this airplane. They can be compromised, they can be bribed with cash, or they could be radicalized enough to put a piece of luggage on the aircraft.
Congressman McCaul was on Fox News Sunday. Black student groups blame the University of Missouri president for what they say are racial incidents there. They want him removed. 30 black football players now say they won't join any team activities until President Tim Wolf is replaced. Student spokesman Maxwell Little says they're going to stand the ground.
We can't run. We can't escape. We have to make sure that these systems be dismantled and fight and change these systems.
New York City authorities say three people have been shot this morning in Midtown Manhattan near Penn Station. One of the victims was killed. No suspects arrested yet. Police say the shooting may have occurred inside the subway and spilled out onto the street. This is AP Radio News. The Irish actress Maureen O'Hara will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery today. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel has this story.
The Irish-born O'Hara, who died last month at age 95, will be buried alongside her husband. She was married to Air Force Brigadier General Charles Blair from 1968 until his death in a plane crash a decade later. Maureen O'Hara was a mainstay of Hollywood's golden age, starring in movies including How Green Was My Valley, The Quiet Man, and Miracle on 34th Street.
Mr. Kringle, yeah? The first thing in the morning, would you report to Mr. Sawyer's office?
Sawyer? Other Hollywood stars buried at Arlington include World War II veterans Lee Marvin and Audie Murphy. I'm Sandy Kozel.
The auction house Christie's expects to sell $1 billion worth of art this week. The centerpiece of today's sale is Modigliani's Reclining Nude, which alone is expected to bring in more than $100 million. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.